This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows presents the Living Mishnah, and our goal is to use pictures and cartoons to help our students understand the Torah clearer. And my name is Maimon Elbaz. Deeply grateful to our sponsors, Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, for helping us out. Should be his chus for Shendol, Basmam Frimid, and Kalman Ben Chaim, Aleim HaShalom. The Torah says, Akeli Vamveyu, and we are instructed to beautify Hashem's Torah and Mitzvot. That's what we're trying to do. This is Mishnah 7:23. It's dedicated as a zechut for Refuah Shelema for Tinok Ben Esther Devora. Yishmereim Ha'el. The Mishnah today is actually three Mishnayot clustered together because they're all one topic. It's found in Mesechet Peah, Perechet, and we'll be doing Mishnah Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. When is an ignorant poor man believed to say that he is that whatever he's selling is exempt from the Ma'asir? So you have to know an Hakdama to this Mishnah, and this Mishnah could technically be a Mesechet Demai, for that matter, is that whenever you buy something from an ignorant person known as an Am Aretz, so you can't assume right away that he took off all the Terumot and Ma'asrot and Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Ani. So therefore, you're supposed to take off Misafik. That is the discussion of the next Masechta. So says the Mishnah, Ne'emanim ala leket v'ala shecha v'ala peya b'sha'atan. A poor man is neman to say that what he's selling you is actually leket or shikhar peya, the gifts of the poor that he somehow received. And he's selling it to you, so therefore it's hefker, it's not chayav in trumot and masrot. But when is this? Only b'shatan, meaning the normal time for the harvest, which would be around Sivan time, around the springtime, that was the normal time to receive it. So if you receive, if he's giving it to you at that time, you can believe him. If an ani tells you it's maaser ani, so as long as it's that year, which is the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you could believe him that it's maaser ani. And continues the Mishnah, Uben Levi Naman Olam, and a Levi is always believed to say it's regular Meiser, that you don't have to take off again Meiser, and we're assuming that Damei Arvitz took off Chuma anyway. Ve'enan Namanim Ela Al Davar Shebnei Adam Nogin Kain. But when it says over here, you could believe the Ani or the Levi that it was Potter from Meiser, that would only be things that are normally given to them. And the Mishnah is going to elaborate in the next coming Mishnayot. So if he's selling you wheat, you could believe that that's what he received in his laket shechapeh, that's what he gathered from different fields. But you can't believe him if he's selling you flour or bread, that, oh yeah, I got the flour or bread from somewhere. No, that's not what people give in ani directly. At least not to be pater from the chumos and maestros. Ne'emanim ala saura shal orez ve'en ne'emanim alav ben chai ben mevushal. He is believed on rice that's still in the husk, and he could believe that he got that as his lachet shecham pein should be pater from the chumos and maestros, but he's not believed if it's already removed from the shell, and whether it's raw or whether it's cooked, because that's not a normal way of giving it to the ani. Ne'emanim al pol. Pol is beans. Al pol ve'ein ne'emanim al grisin lo chayim v'lo mevushalim. But he's not ne'eman on ground beans, because whether they're raw or cooked, that would be unusual to give it to the ani. Ne'emanim al hashemen lomer shal ma'aser ani hu ve'ein ne'emanim alav lomer shal zeite nikuf hu. He's believed to say that the oil was from Ma'aser Ani, but he's not believed to say that he got it from gleaning the few olives, because that wouldn't make enough oil that it should pater from Trumas and Maisers. Says the Mishnah, Namanim, this is the next Mishnah, Namanim al Yarek Chai Vein Namanim al Mvushal. Raw vegetables, he would be Naman, but not if it was cooked. Elam Kein Haylo Davar Mu'at, Shekein Dach Balabai Liot Motzi Milafaso. But if it's a little bit amount that came that was cooked of the vegetables, then it would be Naman, because that was normal for Balabatim to separate something for the ani from his dish. And therefore, the ani would be Naman on a cooked vegetable in such a case to say that he received it and it was pater from Terumot in Masrot. So let's keep shtagging, because the greatest service to Hashem is teaching children Torah, and the world needs so many zuchiyot these days. So keep shtagging, and please be in touch. It's always a pleasure to hear from the Olam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.